special episode of Healthy Schmelty, special Christmas episode of Healthy Schmelty. Okay, welcome to a special Christmas edition of Healthy Schmelty, the public health podcast helping you stay healthy by sorting out all the schmelty from the healthcare news. I'm Rishi B, in case it's the first time you're hearing this. I'm a career healthcare information specialist. I'm also a master's of public health. And I'm here with my lovely wife, Vanessa.
Hello. It's been a while.
Yeah, I think the last episode was about fast fashion.
Yeah, I don't even remember when that was.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. So thank you very much for joining me on this episode, Vanessa, my lovely wife. And thank you, listener, for joining me. And the audio on this episode may be a little off my usual, so thanks for bearing with me. As we're going to talk about in this episode, we just had a baby.
Yay!
We're parents, which is really great, really awesome, but also means that things are a little haywire-y right now.
We're 2.5 weeks into parenthood.
Yeah, so we're picking up the pieces. As far as my podcasting, I wasn't sure I was going to want to do this, but wanted to talk about the baby and having a baby during COVID. And also, while Vanessa was having her whole thing of getting our baby, our little baby here, and we were away in the hospital, and we just weren't paying attention to the news for the past couple weeks. Two big things came in the news: vaccines for COVID, and also a relief package finally got through Congress. So we're going to talk about baby, vaccines, relief package, the trifecta of news. But first, you know, I always like to start off things a little smooth, you know, because maybe we're all sick right now of just being so stressed out by reading the news, hearing the news, however you get your news. News could be pretty stressful. Are you tired of wondering if Trump will finally give the rose to Biden? Is this the most you've ever cared to think about Pfizer? Well, do I have some good news for you? It's a segment called
Good News, everyone.
Okay, this good news is coming from my lovely wife. So, I don't know, this wasn't something that I knew about until you told me about this, Vanessa, but chocolate bombs.
Yes.
We just had our first set of chocolate bombs from,
Spread the love.
Oh, right. Local, product maker, Spread the Love in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Baker. She looks like she makes stuff for Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor primarily. But yeah, those were really good. How did you come across chocolate bombs?
I think I just saw that it was like a trend online, maybe Instagram. I'm not really sure, but I just, you know, saw like ads and things for it. Looked it up on Target. And they didn't, unfortunately, have any chocolate bombs. So I was on the hunt, and actually while we were in the hospital, I saw that someone posted about it in a local Ann Arbor moms group, and I was like, oh my gosh, my dreams are coming true. We're going to have a baby, and I'm going to get my chocolate bombs.
Yeah, so I was reading a little bit about this. Apparently, like, chocolate bombs gain popularity through TikTok. There's a lot of TikTok videos of people, like, making chocolate bombs, and then the whole thing where it's like you take this chocolate ball that we're calling a bomb, and you put it in warm milk, and then it slowly like melts.
Right. On the inside, there's surprises like marshmallows.
Yeah. So the ones that we have are marshmallows. Actually, talking about it now makes me want.
Yeah, we should have had some
for this. For this. Why I didn't think about that. But yeah, I'll share an article for the show notes for this episode from Salon.com that's talking about some of the chocolate bombs that gained popularity on the internets. And yeah, so chocolate bombs, that's some good news for this holiday time for you.
I hope every listener out there gets their very own chocolate bomb for the holiday season.
Yeah, now we finally have a new meaning for the bomb.com. It could be
chocolate bomb.
It could be chocolatebomb.com. So go get bombed out, everyone, okay? Don't be freaking out about saying bombs in the airport now, because it could be talking about your drink. You see?
Yeah.
Okay,
No one's going anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so let's move on. Before we talk about our favorite topic that we want to talk about, the baby, I just wanted to touch on the two big things that happened in the news. Let's get into the news. Everyone, here we go. All right, so first up in the news is the vaccines. Vaccines finally came out from... So Pfizer was the first one. They got emergency use authorization. And then just recently, I'm recording this on the 22nd of December, and just recently Moderna was also approved. And this is good news, because it looks like, especially in America, it doesn't look like we're going to be doing much otherwise to curtail the pandemic at all. So we need vaccines to help our herd immunity. If everyone is willing to get a vaccine, I guess that'd be a thing. So I think at this point, I was kind of watching how Fauci was responding to the vaccines. At first, he was a little iffy about like how effective they were going to be and everything. But now he's like all fully on board. So if Fauci's on board, I'm on board. Not that I'm not a healthcare provider, so that's who's getting it first: healthcare providers, yeah. And looks like people who senior people who are at senior high retirement, risk. Yeah, centers, and then the next is going to be seniors in general.
Okay,
yeah, that's what looks like to be the strategy.
So has Fauci said if he's taken the vaccine?
I don't know if he said he has or not, but at first he was kind of iffy about it, and now he's put out publicly that he like supports it and everything. An emergency use authorization, and I was looking this up in case anyone is curious what that means exactly. It doesn't exactly mean that it hasn't been tested. It means that it's passed. It hasn't passed like a full set of testing. Basically, what it means is it's passed enough testing, and so the FDA is comfortable in giving it to everyone. So,
yeah, I think with like vaccine trials, like you need time on your side. Like you need, you know, for any other type of vaccine, you would like test it over a span of like multiple years, and we don't have that
luxury.
Right. So, I think that's part of what needed to be expedited.
Right. Yeah. So. But so the vaccines are going to take some time to get rolled out to the public and everything. So it's going to take some time to get rolled out. So in the meantime, we still need to do our social distancing and wearing a mask and limiting indoor gatherings and all that kind of stuff. That was something you were kind of curious about, like why we still need to do that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess more so for like how long, like is that just going to be like the norm moving forward? Or kind of, you know, when is it, that enough people are vaccinated that we can kind of go back to normal? And...
Yeah. So herd immunity, there's so much that's still unknown, which is kind of crazy. I was looking this up. Vanessa and I were talking about what we're going to talk about. And she brought this up about like why we still need to social distance and all that. Basically, herd immunity... Until there's herd immunity to the vaccine, your best bet is to not get the disease. And so the best way that we know how to not get the disease is by being away from people who could give it to us through respiratory infection. Actually, I was reading, there's some more advanced knowledge about how the disease spreads. And the primary way of getting it is someone has it in their nose. I guess COVID likes to live in our noses. And so it's a respiratory infection. So someone with their nose is going to shoot it out at you. And so until enough people are immune to COVID, which the best way to do that is to get a vaccine. And the best way to spread that immunity is through herd immunity. And herd immunity is most likely 60 to 70%, but we don't actually know that for sure. 60 to 70% of people have to be immune to COVID for there to be a herd immunity is the thought. So in the meantime, you stay with the F away from noses and wear your mask.
Well, didn't you also say that the vaccine doesn't necessarily mean that you can't contract it? It's just that you would have like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's another milder kicker. Symptoms. So yeah. This is... So, like, public distribution of vaccines, like, where everyone can get it, that might not be until, like, fall of 2021. And this vaccine, what it does is prevent you from getting sick with COVID, which means you could still potentially be an asymptomatic carrier even though you got vaccinated. So,
yeah.
Yep, there's no happy, thing soon. But I mean, you know, it is good news that there is a vaccine. I was listening to a congressional thing some time ago from all the different vaccine makers, and Merck is going for, they're doing the long haul. They were the one, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, they're all trying to get what they could as quick as possible. Merck is one that's trying to... In all these vaccines that are out now, the Pfizer and Moderna, you have to get two shots within 3 weeks. Merck is trying to do one shot and it gives immunity. So this will help us bide our time while we get better immunity.
Yeah. And I'm actually just, you know, thankful that, you know, the frontline workers and things are getting.
Yeah. Getting some help.
Because they're really the ones who've been combating this the whole year. So, yeah, it's good to see that, you know, they're being protected and finally being taken care of.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and that's a perfect segue to the next piece of news I wanted to get to before we talk about the baby, is the relief package. So, finally, Congress and the Senate, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi, and Steve Mnuchin from the White House, they all negotiated terms, and so we have a... we have like something like a $900 billion package. The main thing that's going to be doing is, and by the way, that noise in the background, if you could hear that, that's our baby through the baby monitor. the main thing that it's going to be doing is, giving unemployment again, unemployment and stimulus, both of which are lower than what it was initially, but, it's something. And also extending the money for the small businesses. So I'll post a link to an article from CNN that talks about all this stuff and what's in the bill and like rent and student loan forgiveness and all this kind of stuff. There's multiple different pieces. There's different ways that it benefits you.
Yeah. I mean, it's like one time payout every whatever, you know, frequency they decide on, and you know, first it was $1,200, now it's only $600. I feel like that's not really helping the people that actually need it.
Right.
It's something that we need is like ongoing help. So I think bringing back like the unemployment extra, you know, insurance amount and things like that, it should have been more of a factor. But
yeah,
this is what we have at the moment.
Well, I think to that point already, Joe Biden. And the and Biden's COVID advisory board, they're already tinkering on a third relief package, which still needs to pass the Senate. But
Inauguration Day, can I get here soon enough?
Yeah. For links to all the articles that we talked about with the vaccines and the relief package, go to the show notes for this episode at rishibee.com. That's RISHIBEE.com. But let's talk about the story that is at the top of my mind and at the top of Banafsa's mind. We just had our COVID Christmas baby.
COVID Christmas baby girl, Zolve Bhattacharya.
Zolve, inspired by my favorite country, and I guess your favorite country too.
Norway.
In case anyone's curious, Norway is like one of my favorite countries because of a reference to it in the Ultimate Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy books. Yeah, so Zolve, her name is inspired by my favorite country, our favorite country. And she's our COVID Christmas baby. You know, when COVID struck, we'd been thinking about having a baby. Oh, and by the way, in case audio quality is dropping here, we had to switch recording devices in the middle of this due to some technical difficulties. But yeah, at the start of this pandemic, we were thinking about having a baby, and then COVID hit, and we were like, okay, COVID, whatever. Then it became quite clear pretty quickly that COVID was more than just whatever.
It wasn't like a two-week hiatus from life.
It was a multiple month and still growing, almost to over a year, probably.
I can't believe it.
Hiatus from life. It'll be interesting to see how COVID long-term just changes life as we know it. But in the short term, our works both went to work from home status. I mean, mine is like, seems like almost permanent now, but you'll be back and at it next year sometime. So we initially weren't planning on having the baby during COVID, and then life kind of made other choices for us. And so here we are. We had our beautiful Zolve. Our beautiful Zolve was born in December, 3 weeks ahead of schedule. We had our COVID Christmas baby. I guess, how do you think having the baby and being pregnant during COVID impacted things or changed things?
Yeah, I mean, obviously this was our first child and my first pregnancy, so I have nothing really to compare it to, but just like the social aspect of pregnancy and being able to kind of share the excitement and enjoyment with, family, friends, coworkers, things like that. Like, I feel like we didn't really get the full experience there. Just like our little interactions with people at like the grocery store and stuff, like, that was kind of like the extent of like, I'm pregnant, like, yay. Someone would comment like, oh, when are you due, or something like that. But it was like very few and far in between kind of experiences like that, like social interactions like that with pregnancy. But on the flip side, all dealing with all the pregnancy symptoms and just kind of like they were all pregnancy related symptoms. We both work from home. So I was able to kind of manage those at home.
Yeah. This would have been completely different if you were having to go to work and dealing with vomiting, headaches, your itchiness. Yeah, I mean, itchiness was mostly sleeping.
Carpal tunnel.
Carpal tunnel. Yeah, that was really weird. Yeah.
All while trying to travel for work and, do all these other engineering things. Like, it was just a whole different experience, I think. That was kind of the silver lining. And I'm kind of fortunate that I was able to, like, be at home to kind of manage some of those symptoms, and then also that you were with me through the whole pregnancy,
right?
Every single day.
Yeah, that was pretty good, and good that I could go to all the doctor's appointments. I think at the offset of the pandemic, we were reading stories about how like women had to like give birth without like anyone there, any support. Even at our hospital that we went to, they may have made you wear a mask through delivery and stuff if you had tested positive. But thankfully I was able to be there through all that. I was reading a Time article, I think, about a guy who had to sit outside while his wife delivered their baby. And I was like really afraid that was going to be me too. It's all good. Zolve's here. She's rocking our worlds.
Yeah. And a huge shout out to Michigan Medicine for kind of like, managing the whole pregnancy really well, and then the whole like birth experience, even though it was rushed and even though I had to have a C-section, like, I still think that considering all those things, it was like a favorable birth, experience.
For sure. The nurses there, huge shout out to the nurses there. Yeah. Those are like nurses, midwives, lactation consultants.
Doctors too.
Doctors. I mean, our OB was great. But didn't have that much interaction with doctors, but the nurses are just, and midwives, like, those are all just like incredible people. I mean, I don't think you hear about OBs. I don't think you really hear about like how involved like
the recovery side of things is.
Yeah,
right?
And the nurses throughout all that. Like, yeah, those are just like incredible people. Michigan Medicine was really great.
Right. I mean, for like first, I was recovering from a major surgery. And then like on top of that, we had a brand new baby and we had, you know, this was our first baby. So we had like zero experience on like how to, like what to do with the baby now that the baby's here. And yeah, kind of every like step of the way they.
They ease you into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think going home after 3 days or whatever, 4 days, it was, I felt confident that we could kind of manage them on
our own.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy. Like, there's no real, like, rule book you get with a baby. But also, you kind of just, like, I guess you kind of, like, know what to do. Like, there's sort of nails that you have to hammer in. And you just hammer them in. And you develop a routine.
It's easy. You got to feed them. You got to change them. You got to let them sleep.
Yeah.
It's literally that every 3 hours.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah. Which thankfully I'm on PTO right now. Yeah. Having my break here so I can be involved with the changings and the feedings and all that stuff.
You're doing great. And the swaddling, you're a swaddle master.
Yeah, I've become a swaddling pro. For my nieces, I wasn't all that good at swaddling. And now all of a sudden,
I'm terrible at it. Yeah. Especially in the middle of the night, I'm like, oh, this is so hard.
Yeah, so I'm launching my new organization called Swaddle RB. And you can join the Swaddle RB Army.
Not only will Rishi teach you how to swaddle, but he'll also swaddle you.
I'll swaddle you, I'll teach you how to swaddle, and I'll teach you how to dougie. All for 3 easy payments of $9.99. Okay, so that's it. So thank you, my lovely wife Vanessa, for joining me on this episode.
Oh, you're welcome. This is fun.
And thank you, listener, for listening. You can find articles that we talked about, and maybe I'll throw in some swaddling stuff in the show notes for this episode at rishib.com. Big shout out to the nurses at Michigan Medicine once again. And hey, listener, I appreciate your subscription to this podcast and leaving a positive review on iTunes. So thank you very much. So from all of us here at Healthy Schmelty, see you later.
See you later. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.